Cactus.
This is gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
They're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everybody. This is Roy, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for July 2nd, 2015. Today's episode is sponsored by Casey Smith. Casey is a longtime supporter of the Patreon machine at patreon.com/phonelosers. If you'd like to go there and be a sponsor or just support the show for small monthly donations. You can also subscribe to the high-quality feeds and the secret shows and I guess that's it, by going to phonelosers.com/cactus and following the instructions there. Today is going to be the best show ever. Nah, I'm just kidding. It's probably going to suck like the last show. I don't really have any announcements for the beginning of the show, so I guess we'll just get started on the pranks. I have a prank request list kind of thing from Roy Banks, and he says, "Hey, RBCP, somebody posted an ad for a job at a firm." Firm is in quotes. The ad doesn't specify the position or the name of the firm. The ad is asking for people to leave their number in the comments to set up an interview. I was thinking maybe Royco Construction could hire them to build ramps for handicapped mailmen. Or maybe someone needs a coal slave somewhere. Either way, I'm sure the corporate office has the right job for them. And he sends a picture of the Facebook posts with everyone's phone numbers. The post is from June 18th, so it's a little dated at this point. But it says, "My firm is currently filling part-time and full-time positions. If you are trustworthy and dependable, we want you. Leave your number so we can reach you for an interview." And it looks like it's just some guy's Facebook account. His name's Afton. There are maybe, I don't know, 10 or 15, maybe 20 people that have posted their phone numbers. So here it goes. Here's the first one. Her name is April. Let's find out if she is trustworthy and dependable.
Hello?
Hello, April?
Yes.
Hey, it's Afton. You posted your phone number on a post I made on Facebook about a job.
Were
you still interested in that?
Oh, I don't remember which job it was.
It was the one. Well, actually, I'm calling to tell you that we can't take you because it required that you be trustworthy and dependable, and we did a background check on you, and you're neither of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I just thought it'd be nice of us to call and just let you know that we found out that you're not trustworthy or dependable.
Oh, okay. Well, that's strange.
It's strange that you're not... Why don't you just be more trustworthy then, if you think it's strange? You know?
I am actually a very trustworthy person. I've never stolen from any one of my jobs. Or done anything to not be untrustworthy, but, you know, if that's what the background check says, then, I mean...
Well, that's something that someone who's not trustworthy would say. She hung up. What the hell? You don't hang up on someone who's trying to offer you a job.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice...
Okay, next is a guy named Justice. What kind of weird name is that?
The person you are calling cannot accept calls at this time. We're sorry for any inconvenience this may cause.
That was a weird message. Whoa.
The person you are calling cannot accept calls at...
All right. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Laza?
Yes.
Hey, this is Afton. You responded to my Facebook post about the job?
Oh, yes.
And I just wanted to let you know that we went ahead and did a background check on you and everything. But we noticed that you, we noticed on your Facebook you smoke a lot of weed. And you're always talking about 420 and weed and everything. And we can't hire someone that's so into weed.
I don't smoke weed. I'm actually pregnant.
Well, my God, you shouldn't be smoking weed if you're pregnant. Because that's not good for the baby. Ma'am?
Hello?
Hey.
Yes?
Yeah, I was saying you shouldn't smoke weed if you're pregnant, because that's bad for the baby.
Yeah, who's this?
Well, who's this? Is this Leza?
This is her cousin. How can I help you?
Oh, well, she had asked about a job. She responded to a job posting on Facebook. But we found out that she's just a huge stoner, pothead. And we can't hire someone like that, because she's going to be operating machinery.
No, whoever gave you that information is absolutely wrong.
Oh, no, it's on her Facebook. It's like every other post. Like, oh my God, it's almost 420, time to toke up. That's what her posts all say. We see.
No, because I have her on Facebook, so I know definitely that's not what it says on there.
Well, you know, she probably blocks you from those posts. She probably, you know, you can do
Why would she block me on the post? If I'm her cousin, hello, and I see her every single day.
She probably doesn't want you to know.
Almost every day.
She doesn't want you to know she's a stoner.
She would tell me, trust me. She would tell me to rush me on that.
That's what
Thank
she wants you to
have
think.
Have a great day, okay?
Ma'am.
Have a blessed day. Bye.
Hey, you have a blessed day. All of her profile pics are marijuana leaves. Damn stoners.
Hello?
Hello, Joanna?
Yes.
Hey, this is Afton. You responded to my job posting on Facebook?
Uh-huh.
About the job, and I just wanted to let you know that it's still available if you're interested. If you're interested in working for us.
What exactly is it again? Because I've applied for everything.
Oh, it's the one where we're going to be installing wheelchair ramps on the front of people's homes for the disabled postman.
Okay.
And it pays $27 an hour.
Now, what exactly would I be doing?
You'd be putting together wheelchair ramp kits. It's pretty easy to do.
Okay, sounds good. Now, what do I need to do?
Well, you just... You can get started whenever you want. We've already, we're in the middle of the project right now. We just need a few more people.
Okay.
And it's $27 an hour.
Okay. But where is this at?
It's all over the place. You know, we're in the neighborhood over on the east side right now. And you'll have to bring your own wheelchair ramp kits. You know, you'll have to buy those yourself. They're about $1,000 a piece is all.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Oh, you'll have to buy your own wheelchair ramp kits.
Where can I purchase that?
At Lowe's. They're $899 per wheelchair ramp. But if you work really slow, you'll make that money back.
If I work really slow?
Yeah, because it's $27 an hour.
Right. Now, would I be making my money back every time? Is that guaranteed, depending on how slow I work?
Yeah, as long as you work really slow, you'll eventually make, you'll probably break even.
Okay. That doesn't...
And if you stay with us for 3 months, you get a raise. You'll have $29 an hour. But you know
when can I give you my answer? I'm going to have to think about that one. I mean, it don't really seem like, if I'm going to be breaking even, it don't really seem like it's worth
Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you like a secret of the trade. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing this for a long time for disabled postmen so they can get up to doors and stuff. So I'll give you a list of addresses of where we installed wheelchair ramps last year. And you can just go to those addresses in the middle of the night and steal them. Steal their wheelchair ramps. And then you don't have to pay the $899.
Okay. okay.
Yeah. And then,
now, can I get back with you here? Do you have to have an answer here? Or like now?
No, you can call me back later if you want.
And this is the number I can reach you at?
Yeah, the one on caller ID.
Okay, I will give you a call before the end of the day.
No cops, okay?
I hear you. I understand.
Okay, all right. Well, thank all you. Right. Looking forward to working with you soon.
All right, appreciate it.
Bye.
Wow, it's really easy to find a criminal to work for you. I'm going to hold on to her number in case I ever need anything shady done.
Hello?
Hey, Rosio?
Yes, this is she.
Hey, it's Afton. You responded to my job posting on Facebook?
Yes.
You remember?
Yes, sweetie.
Yeah, it's the one where if you're trustworthy and dependable, we want you?
Yes.
Okay, are you still interested in that job?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yeah, it's it pays $550 per shoot.
Per shoot? Okay.
Yeah, $550. It's about 2 hours of work.
Oh, 2 hours? Okay.
Yeah, in the pornography industry.
Okay. Where can I go and apply, or?
We're over in downtown, and you're going to be a movie star, basically. You're going to be a movie star in a pornography movie.
Oh, no, never mind.
What? No, you...
I'm sorry, no.
You said you were interested.
No.
Now you're backing out?
Yes, I'm sorry, no.
Why would you do that?
No.
Why would you put your number down if you weren't interested?
No.
What do you mean, no? No, it's a question. Why'd you put your number on here? Oh, what a prude. Next, we have Michelle.
Hello,
Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this is Afton. You responded to my job posting on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that one where if you're trustworthy and dependable?
Okay. I don't know which one. I've done a few.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is my name is Afton. It's just I asked you to leave your phone number in the comments, and you did?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's been a while. Yeah,
are you still interested in that job, then?
Yeah, I just wanted a little bit more information. I mean, what times were you requiring somebody? Was it available?
We have one coming up this weekend, in any time on Saturday or Sunday, just during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about 2 hours of work, and it pays $600.
Okay, what do I have to do?
You would be a movie star in a pornography film.
No, on porn?
Yeah. It would be shown on all of the major porn sites.
No, I wasn't applying for something like that.
Well, you put your phone number down.
Oh, yeah, but that's why I wanted to see what was it about, and now that you're telling me that, I mean, I'm not into that.
Oh, come on. Don't be a prude. You don't have to be into it to make the movies.
No. And I know, but no, I'm not.
It's $600 for just a couple hours of work.
What?
It's $600 for just a couple hours of work.
No, sir, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're going to be taking two guys at once.
No, thank you.
No, it's so worth it. You're missing. How can she say no to that? I would take two guys at once for $600. 2 hours work? That's really good money.
Hello?
Hello, Vanessa?
Yes?
Hey, Vanessa, this is Afton. You responded to my job listing on Facebook?
Okay, I'm sorry. I responded to a lot of them, though.
Oh, okay.
Which one was this?
Are you still interested, then, or not?
Yes. Where is this located at?
Oh, it's here in town, and we have four positions open still.
Oh, can I ask you what position? I'm sorry.
It's really hard to hear you on your hobo phone. What was that?
Can I ask what position? Because I have to ask.
Did you ask which positions?
Yes, because I applied to several.
Oh, okay.
Online.
Well, we have two receptionist positions, and two cashier positions.
Okay, and this is located here in Fort Worth.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, sure. I'm so interested.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. Well, we definitely need someone. If you're available, you could start this weekend.
Sure. Where is this located at?
It's in Fulbourn.
Like the address?
We're in downtown. It's in the red brick building right next to the bank. We just need to get you fitted for a uniform, though. So to do that, I'm going to need you to strip naked right now and send me a picture of your naked body, and that'll help me get the measurements.
What the fuck?
Why is she acting like that? How else would I fit her for a uniform? Apparently she doesn't want the job. Whatever. I don't care. I have a big list here that wants the job. Here's a girl whose name is Destiny. So that means she's probably a stripper already, so she'll probably be perfect for starring in a porn film.
Hi, this is Destiny.
Hello, Destiny. This is Afton. You responded to my job posting on Facebook.
Yes.
And I just wanted to see if you were still interested in that.
I am, yes.
Okay, great. Well, we still have 3 positions open. All dancers, okay. And you'd be working at Roy's Gentleman's Club in downtown.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, are you familiar with are you experienced in pole dancing?
Yes.
Okay, great. I figured you were with that first name.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then, so what? She just hung up on me. What the hell? Did I just insult a stripper? That was weird.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Now she's not even picking up. I guess she doesn't want this job. Whatever. Next we have a guy named Jordan. He put his name in the comment, but his Facebook name is Chosen Few.
Hello?
Hello, Jordan?
This is Eddie.
Hey, Jordan, this is Afton. You responded to a job listing that I put on Facebook?
Oh, yes, sir.
And I just wanted to find out if you were still looking for a job?
Yes, I am looking for that.
Okay, great. Yeah, we still have 3 positions open if you're available.
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. Yeah, you'd be working at Big Roy's Gentleman's Club. Do you have any experience in pole dancing?
In what?
Pole dancing.
Oh, no. Okay. I don't do pole dancing.
Well, it's really easy. We'll walk you through it and everything. We can have you trained within a couple hours. It's really basic stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, you just be pole dancing and stripping.
All right, yeah.
On ladies' night.
On ladies' night?
Yep.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, all right. Yeah, the tips are really good.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
Yep. And
when should I come in?
You can come in anytime you want. Anytime after 2 p.m. I'm always here. It's Big Roy's Gentleman's Club. It's close to downtown.
Okay. If you could just send an address to this phone, or do you have my email?
No, I have your Facebook name where you have your name as Chosen Few. Is that your stripper name?
Okay. Yeah, okay, but okay. If you could write down my email, you could just send me the address there, and
okay, I can do that.
Come up there,
and then also, you'd also be working in the private rooms, for both male and female. You know, you'd be giving lap dances.
Right.
Are you okay with that? Giving other guys lap dances?
No, I don't go that way.
Well, they pay better. They pay better than the females. The guys do.
I just can't have nobody trying to touch me like that, man.
Oh, no, it's all right. It's good money, so it's worth it. And to be honest, I hope you're trustworthy. You don't go blabbing this or anything, but if you have sex with them, you can make over $1,000 a night.
Oh, nah. I'm all right. Nah, you got to find somebody else.
No, come on. $1,000 to have sex with another man.
You can find somebody else with that. I'm all right.
Well, no, you'll make so much money, though.
You don't even have to call this number no more. You good.
No, imagine that. Imagine $1,000 a night. You don't have to tell people where it came from.
$1,000 ain't nothing. Yeah, I can make $1,000, but I don't need to make $1,000 doing it. I'm good.
Yeah, but can you make $1,000 cash in one night?
I can make $1,000 cash, yeah.
In one night? How would you do that?
But I'm not finna make no $1,000 doing what you just said.
Oh, come on. Are you in a relationship right now with someone?
I'm married.
With another guy?
No, I'm not gay.
Oh, okay. Well, it's okay because we have ladies' night, too. You'd be occasionally having sex with other women. It's just mainly it's going to be men.
I don't have sex with men. Okay. I'm all right.
Well, can you tell me how... Oh, damn it. I really wanted to know his secret for making $1,000 a day currently. I mean, why is he even looking for a job if he already knows how to make $1,000 a day? I really want to know his secret. Yeah, his name on Facebook is Chosen Few. First name Chosen, last name Few. I should report him to Facebook for using his stripper name instead of his real name. I don't think that's allowed, unless you're a tranny. All right, we're almost done with this list. Next is Melissa. Only a couple more numbers left.
Hello?
Hello, Melissa?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, this is Afton. You responded to my job listing on Facebook?
Oh, okay. Hi. How are you?
Hi, I'm pretty good. Were you still interested in that job then?
What was that? I'm sorry. I'm at a store, so it's kind of hard to hear.
Oh, that's okay. Were you still interested in that job?
Yes. I might start a job on Friday, but I don't know yet.
Oh, okay. Well, this one has really flexible hours, if you'd like a second job.
Yeah, of course.
I'm a terrorist. And we're gonna be collecting supplies and assembling dirty bombs and atomic bombs to set off in populated areas. Is that sound like
something?
I'm sorry. What was that?
Sorry, it just kind of seems like a joke.
No, actually, I'm just kidding. It is a joke. Actually, I work at Roy's Gentleman's Club, and you would be a pole dancer.
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do that either.
Why not? It's very flexible hours. It's just works. It's nights mostly, and the pay is really good.
Because I don't really have an interest in doing that.
Well, it doesn't matter if you're interested. It's a job. You get lots of money. You can make $600 a night here.
Yeah, I'm okay.
What?
I said I'm good.
You're good. Then why'd you post that you're interested in my job?
I'm pretty sure that's not what you posted.
No, well, I didn't write what it was. It could have been anything.
Okay, I'm going to hang up now.
Actually, I'm not really Afton. I'm just some guy that saw your number on the Facebook post.
Yeah, and, it kind of seemed like that, but...
Anyway, yeah, I was wondering if you'd like to go out with me. I live in the same city. I've been stalking your Facebook for weeks now.
No, it's okay.
Why not?
Because if you've been stalking my Facebook for weeks, you would know that I'm engaged.
Well, I know that. Of course I know that. But, you know, it's always nice to have a little something on the side, right?
Not really.
Oh, come on. I'll pay you $600 a night. She's gone. I'm never going to find a girlfriend or anyone to help me build my dirty bombs to set off in populated areas. Damn it. That was probably a horrible idea to say that, by the way. She could have just...
Hello?
Hi, is this Shelby?
Yes.
Hey, Shelby, it's Afton. You responded to my job post on Facebook?
Yes.
Are you still interested in that job?
Which job was this? I'm sorry, I've applied to a lot.
Oh, I see.
I responded to a lot.
Oh, I see. We're going to be building wheelchair ramps for on the front of houses... for disabled postmen, so they can get up to the porches to mail letters.
Okay, I didn't remember commenting on that one.
Oh well, I didn't actually write what the job was in the post. You just put your name on it.
Oh, okay.
Does that sound like? She hung up.
The subscriber you have dialed is not available or has traveled outside.
What a jerk! All right. Last one on the list is Renee.
Yeah.
Hello, Renee?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Afton. You responded to my job listing on Facebook?
Yes.
And are you still interested in that job?
I actually already got a job.
Oh, where'd you get a job at?
Legal Directories in Mesquite.
Oh, that's bullshit. That's a bullshit company. It's a bullshit job.
Really?
Yeah, it really is. My job pays more than that, if you'd be interested in quitting.
And it's in Fort Worth?
What?
And it's in Fort Worth?
Yeah, it's in Fort Worth. I have a serious beef with those people. They fired me about 10 years ago. And then I went off and I...
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah. And I went off and I became my own boss. And now I get jobs for other people. But...
But what is yours do?
Mine's... it's Royco Incorporated. But do you think if you quit that job, could you quit in a spectacular fashion? Like, could you, like, pick up your computer and throw it at somebody? Or... set off the fire alarm, maybe?
I couldn't do that.
Why not? I'll pay you extra if you do that and if you videotape it.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on.
And they pay eight. How much do you pay?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said they pay eight. How much do you pay?
Oh, eight? $8 an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's horrible. No, we pay really well here. We pay over $6,000 per day.
Doing the same stuff, like selling telemarketing?
Yeah, pretty much the exact same thing. $6,000 a day is what most of the people here make. If you're really good, though, you can make $10,000 a day. But
oh.
I'm only going to hire you if you'll quit, if you'll make a scene when you quit. Maybe, could you file a sexual harassment lawsuit against your boss there?
I could.
I'll back you up in court.
Oh my goodness.
We'll get you the best lawyer money can buy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let me think about it. I have to think about if I want to make a scene.
Yeah. We can also...
I have babies, but I can't just afford to quit my job.
Yeah, well, no, you would be able to, because we pay $6,000 a day. And you get a company cell phone, so your cell phone won't sound like ass anymore, like it currently does, because I can barely hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really really horrible, ma'am.
All right, well, I'm on the train, that's why it sounds like ass. So as soon as I get off the train, because I'm going back to Fort Worth from Mesquite, I'll give you a call.
That's a horrible excuse for a cell phone that sounds like ass, because good cell phones, they sound good on the train, too.
Well, mine, it's Metro.
Yeah, Metro PCS. That's a hobo carrier. That's worse.
Okay.
That's worse than Boost.
Well, that's all I can afford right now. So like I said, I'm a single mom, and I got two kids that I take care of.
Yeah. But, I mean, it'll be worth it if you quit in a spectacular fashion.
Okay.
$6,000 a day, and I'm going to give you an attorney and a cell phone, and we're going to win that sexual harassment lawsuit. You might make millions from that.
I might.
Your life's just going to completely turn around once you quit that job.
Okay.
Okay, well, please give me a call back. Oh, yeah. Hey, that cough came through really, really great on your hobo phone. So thanks for that.
I even pulled the phone away from my ear.
Oh, yeah. I guess your cough is just in the perfect frequency range for that microphone.
I don't know. I haven't moved.
Okay, well, thanks. Thanks for your interest.
Mm-hmm.
And $6,000 a day. All right, she's gone. If any of you listeners use Metro PCS as your cell phone, don't ever pick up a voice call. Just stick to texting, stick to data, assuming that works. Don't ever make a voice call. Go find a dirty payphone somewhere if you need to make a voice call. That's today's advice for everyone. So that's the end of the list. That was everyone on the list. Maybe half of them didn't answer, but I'm not going to keep the list. I'm just going to delete this. So thank you, Roy Banks, for emailing this request to me 10 days ago.
Hi, Brad. This is Jeff from California again. I left a message about a week ago. You didn't play it on your show, which is cool, but I thought of another idea.
Oh, great. An idea.
I think it would be really funny if you started calling, like, maid services and house...
So I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I've kind of stopped playing. All the voicemails are just nothing but ideas. I don't mean to be a jerk or anything, but that's what they all are, is just ideas. You guys should email me ideas. That's my new rule. Fuck ideas. Who needs to hear a bunch of ideas? You guys don't want to sit here for 5 minutes and listen to ideas? Or maybe you do, I don't know.
Hey, Brad. I'm actually going to do a normal intro. It's your boy from 609.
Oh, yeah. You're talking like a human being. Good job.
To your goodwill one, I heard the guy mention the rules. Now, I want to give an example. I actually broke the rules this week because I was drunk.
I broke the rules in the show. I told a lady I was going to like set off dirty bombs.
Stupid, and I forgot my fake number. So what happened was I was trolling a Plenty of Fish account with my friend page, and I was giving out guys my number. Now, since I was drunk, I was giving them my real number. Well, what ended up happening is my phone was flooded with unknown calls because somebody posted it on 4chan and a whole bunch of texts. Well, luckily for the...
It's like what happened to my Snapchat.
...thing on my phone. I didn't have to deal with that.
Got all these dicks.
But to some people, that may be a hassle. I didn't care. I was already passed out by the time they called. But the rules are there for a reason, guys. And also, when you're drunk, use the right number and listen to Brad. He's a saint. I love you, Brad.
You bunch of dummies.
Hey, Brad. So I was thinking last night about how I'm always asking you to play music that I like on the show. And then an idea hit me. What if people could pay 25 cents or 50 cents or whatever to have you play a song?
Nope.
And it wouldn't be just like a song request.
Rolling up a newspaper.
You'd be bound to play it. And it would be kind of like the paying for a prank, except...
If you saw the music that was submitted to me all the time through the free song request thing, you wouldn't suggest that. Because then I'd be obligated to play it, and people send some really horrible things. Like just purposely annoying music, trying to get me to play it on the show. Or independent artists would start sending their stuff in. They'd be like, oh, I can get airplay for 50 cents on a majorly popular worldwide podcast like the Snowplow Show. They'd send in 50 cents and make me play their shitty song. And then, okay, look, here, I'm going to just pick at random. Here is a request from Ryan. You're My Rose from The Room soundtrack. Yeah. This is worth 50 cents, making you guys listen to this. So yeah, I hate your idea. Sorry, no offense.
Hey Roy, it's Adam. I wanted to call you and let you know I just caught up on my podcast and I noticed you played my 100.3 The Dribble promotional skits on your show.
Oh,
and
that
I wanted to let you know I talked to probably...
That's it for you listeners who have forgotten. That's where he was calling up Starbucks and talking to customers and tricking them into getting free food.
All the Starbucks and Subways in about 6 different states, and only about 2 people were not okay with stealing food. And I just wanted to let you know, so hopefully you get some new listeners from that, and I'll talk to you later. All right, bye, honey baby.
I haven't heard from any of them yet, but I'm going to assume that it worked on every single one. They're all listeners now.
You say so many words, really,
what?
Really stupidly. You don't really know how to talk very well.
Okay, I went back and I played that one several more times. I had to turn the volume way up so you guys could even hear him. But some guy that mumbles a lot and you can barely hear him is telling me I don't know how to talk. So thanks for that voicemail. Just because I mispronounce every other word.
Hey, Brad, it's Zeke from Sonic Dive, and can you guess where I am?
Nope.
If you guess at the studio making the last half of calling Roy Jabel, you'd be wrong. I'm actually just delivering pizzas at my day job. Oh, just made myself sad. Anyway, I have a proposition for your fan base. If you don't have any fans in the Omaha, Nebraska area, I've heard we had one caller who was in the area.
Yeah, I think there's like 2 in Omaha. At least 2. Because that's near where the sticky nails and jewelry prank call happened. And I think 2 people visited that lady.
If you have anyone in the area, I will be playing at the Barley Street Tavern on Mondays for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
I don't know if you really want to do this.
And if I know I have at least 1 fan of your show in the crowd, I will play Calling Roy Jabel live, the full version. I mean, it's still a work in progress. I'll play what I got, and I'll record it, and I'll email it to you so you can play it on your show. So that is, I think that's a great thing, right?
Sure.
Anyway, I'm going to go before this gets too long. All right, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, okay, if anyone is in Omaha and you know what tavern or bar or whatever he said that was. For the next couple Mondays, this message is 7 days old, so maybe there's only one Monday left. You can make him play a song that everyone will probably hate, because they'll be like, what the hell is this? What's he talking about? This doesn't make any sense.
By the power of Linux and NickBeards, I have figured out where the pop-ups are coming from.
Oh, yeah.
I sent you an email about it, so you can get kind of...
All right, okay, I guess we don't need to know that, because I already talked about that on the last show. That's the guy that figured out where my pop-ups were coming from. And I did some Googling, by the way, on the plugin that I was using, and there were several articles, like tech articles, news articles, I guess, of people talking about this problem. It was happening on, you know, sites all over the world. All of a sudden, this company went rogue and decided to start putting malware pop-ups on everyone's site. Or maybe they got hacked. Nobody's for sure yet. But the plugin does not seem to be available on WordPress anymore. So I guess they got kicked off for doing what they were doing. Thanks again for helping.
The largest prank call station in the nation. You're listening to Prank Call Nation.
This is OPB News. I'm Kate Davidson, and I want to take a minute to tell you a story. It's a story about something a lot of us take for granted, a phone. So my cousin Jesse Wakely introduced me to the phone. He was walking down Clinton Street in Portland one day when he noticed a phone booth, which seemed odd because you never see them anymore.
And I noticed that it was labeled Futel, and I'm thinking, well, that's not a real phone company. What the heck's going on?
So he reached for the handset.
I didn't expect there to be any sort of a ringtone or anything, and then I picked it up, and there was no ringtone, but there's this weird recording.
It's called a dial tone, you idiot.
Futel.
To make a call, press 1.
For voicemail, press 2.
For the directory, press 3. For the mayor, press 1. To apologize, press
2. And I'm going, apologize? What the heck am I going to apologize for? What is that all about?
So did you apologize?
I said I was sorry.
For what?
Just in general.
Okay, so the phone was definitely odd. But what was it? Was it an art project? Was it philanthropy? What kind of a payphone lets you make calls for free? That's what I asked Carl Anderson. He's half of the two-man team behind Futel.
Well, the core of Futel is we are providing phone service. We want anyone to be able to walk up and use a phone. We want to put that communication back on the streets where it used to be. It's a piece of standard, boring street hardware.
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so that's a story I found recently. It's kind of interesting, in my opinion, if you're into weird phone stuff like that. And I just thought I'd play a little bit of that. It goes on, it's like 4 minutes long. I'm sure you guys don't want to hear the entire thing. But if you would like to hear that entire story, go to the show notes on phonelosers.com, and I will post a link to it. I guess they've hooked up Asterix to a payphone, and they just have a bunch of weird options on it. That sounds like a lot of fun. I almost want to do that myself. I do live on a city street, and I do own a payphone. Maybe I should stick one out there on the sidewalk. I'll pretend to be the operator and piss people off. It'll be a whole new segment on the Snowplow Show. The rest of the show is going to be a live show, which happened on July 2nd in the evening. And these are just a few calls from the Homeowners Association. It's a directory that somebody sent me. I'm sure I explain all this in the live show, so I'll just shut up and play the live show. So here it is, live show. Enjoy it. At Dust Bernadette's request, I am doing exactly 1 hour of personal phone calls. So everyone can thank Dust Bernadette for this. Ignore those noises. Everything's fine. Nothing to worry about. So I have a list here I'm going to do, and I hope the background noise isn't too horrible. I have fans on either side of me, like fans, you know, spinning motorized fans, not listeners of the show, and they're not too noisy though. And I have an air conditioner going. It's 100 degrees out right now. It doesn't feel hot up here, but I don't know. I brought an ice water up with me, and the ice is gone already after 10 minutes, but it doesn't feel hot. So I don't know. So I have a list here. It's a homeowners association list. It's a PDF file, which is on the homeowners association website, completely unlocked, open to the public. And it has every single phone number of, it's a lot of people. It's a huge list. It's like, oh, I don't know, maybe 200 people or so. This is from Desi Guy. He sent this to me in April. He says, "Hey Roy, the retarded boy, this is Desi Boy who shared some of your sins from the church prank calls." I don't know what he means by that. I guess he's shared a church directory with me also. "I am sending you a PDF doc of Homeowners Association located somewhere. Be sure to change your caller ID and unleash hell." And he has prank ideas. He says, "The Russians are coming, be on alert. Call his neighbor to knock on their door." Wait, what? "Missing dog, Walmart Supercenter on their golf course." So tonight is supposed to be Sloth doing the science show. It's been a few weeks since he's been on, though, so I don't know. I'm sure somebody will go on if he doesn't, though. Let's see. So I guess I'll just get started. This is a very nice-looking phone directory. It's got borders and everything. It's got a cool logo. It's from 2014. And it has all these local... It has, like, all the churches, all the emergency numbers, the government numbers, utilities, libraries, transportation... Oh, air transportation. People in a homeowners association would never take the bus. So, no, this is just airport stuff. Utilities. And I've made my number be the library number. I don't know why. That's what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to be calling from the public library. So, here it goes. Calling the first number on the list. Whoa, that's freaky sounding. When I swing the microphone over by the fan, it's like the electromagnetic waves are making scary noises. Okay, sorry, I got distracted.
Hello?
Hello, Joan?
Yes.
Hi, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Yeah, we just noticed recently that you don't have an Audi. You're not driving an Audi? An Audi, I mean?
No.
Oh, that's in the Homeowners Association rules. You have to get an Audi.
Who is this?
This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
This is Dave? Hold on.
Okay.
This is Dave from the Homeowners Association that we don't have an Audi. Who is this
one? Hello.
Who is this?
Hi, is this George?
Hello.
George?
Hello.
Hi, George.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, okay.
We're going to get an Audi, though.
Okay, it's an Audi. It's pronounced Audi.
Well, I pronounce it Audi because I'm from New York.
Well, it sounds like the way a hobo would pronounce it.
Well, there you go. Now you know what I used to do.
Okay. Yeah,
If I didn't have a wife that worked and did so well, I'd be a hobo.
We're going to kick you out of the neighborhood and send you back to New York if you don't get an Audi.
Okay, I'll work on that. I promise.
Hurry the fuck up.
Okay, anything else I could do?
No, you have 2 weeks to comply or you're out of here.
Okay, and who will be checking for me?
Oh, we'll be checking. We're always watching. We'll see what you drive home.
You're always watching, huh?
That's right.
That's good. Well, it's good that somebody's watching. And do you live here in the neighborhood so you can check on me regularly?
No, we have cameras set up in the trees and everything.
What are you, the superintendent of the golf course here?
I just work with the Homeowners Association. We just enforce
compliance.
Do you know
that the superintendent of the golf course sets up cameras to watch people on the golf course to see if they steal sod?
Of course.
You knew that, right?
Yeah, we know everything. So thanks for
You know what? I like people that know everything. You can go to work for Hillary since you know everything.
All right, shut the fuck up. Just get your Audi. That's all I need.
You know what? You could go fuck yourself, and then I'll get an Audi, and we'll both work it out together.
All right, perfect. That's all I ask.
Come on by and talk to me sometime when you have a chance. I'd love to see you face to face. We can talk more about the Audi. Just give me a call. Let me know you're coming by.
No, we'll send someone over with the eviction papers. I really don't want to hang out with a hobo.
Send somebody over with the eviction papers. Send over Frank D'Amato.
Okay, whoever the fuck that is.
All right, you don't know who that is?
What, is that your uncle or
you
something?
You don't know who Frank D'Amato is and you're going to evict me? How can you not know that?
I don't know. I guess
He's the main man here. He's the man that runs the place.
Oh, thank you.
He's the mayor.
Let me write that down. Frank D'Amato. For my next call, you know.
And you know where he's from? He's from Jersey, so be careful how you talk to him.
Okay, yeah. He sounds like a pussy to me.
Because he's from, I can tell you're from up north, too. You're certainly not from the south.
Yeah, he sounds like a pussy.
He does?
He sounds like more of a pussy than you do.
Well, I tell you what. If you think that I am, you should come by the house and knock on the door, and I'll be able to show you what I really am. Talk to you later. Good talking to you.
All right. Enjoy your Audi. All right. That guy wanted to screw with me, and he ended up getting pissed off. Oh, that idea was from Nunu. Thanks, Nunu. He didn't buy it, but whatever. Maybe I should do the same thing to the next person. They both seem to realize that was a joke.
Please leave your message for
Bob Bainey.
It's going to be really confusing when I actually reach someone who has an Audi. I won't know what to say.
Hello?
Hello, Peggy?
Yes?
Hi, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And we noticed that you're not driving an Audi.
I never did.
I know, you're supposed to have an Audi. It's part of the Homeowners Association rules.
An Audi, you mean a car?
Yeah, the car, the really expensive, nice cars.
I don't have one.
I know, you're not supposed to drive anything but an Audi. We have kind of a deal with them where everyone in the neighborhood has to drive an Audi.
Is this a joke?
No, of course not. We're going to need you to comply immediately. We're going to be sending out a letter that tells you you have 30 days to comply.
Do we have to buy an Audi?
Yeah, you have to buy an Audi or we'll have to start fining you.
Just a minute.
It's like the fourth rule down. It's right underneath the garbage rules.
I have this call coming in from the library.
Oh, no.
Who's it? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Who is this?
Oh, I thought you were talking to someone else. My name is Dave. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
What's your last name, Dave?
Stevens.
Dave Stevens?
Yup. That sounds real.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to buy an Audi. So,
well, you don't.
You just go ahead.
You don't have a choice. You're going to have to buy an Audi, or you're going to get fined every day until you move out.
You'll have to call me back. I'll have to check into this, Dave. I'm not buying an Audi.
You have to buy an Audi. You don't have a choice. You signed the agreement.
What's your last name? Steven? S-T-E-T-H-E-N?
Yeah, still Stevens.
Dave Stevens.
Yeah, I'm
S-T-E.
I work directly under Frank D'Amato, and you don't want to mess with him. He's from Jersey.
I'll call Frank.
You're going to call Frank?
I'll call Frank.
No, you can't just call Frank.
Why not?
Because he's an important man. He's the mayor. Not just anyone can just call up the mayor and
talk to him. Frank D'Amato is not the mayor.
Uh-huh. Well, who is he then?
I'm sorry. I'll call Frank D'Amato.
No, tell me who he is. Tell me who he is.
No.
Yes.
I don't have to tell you. You should know.
No, you should know. If you don't know, I'm not going to tell you.
Look, Dave, I'm not talking to you any longer. I'm hanging up.
I want to know who Frank is. All right, she's gone. Wasn't he the mayor? I thought he was the mayor. Maybe one more Audi call. Sponsored by Nunu.
Hello?
Hi, Jane?
Hi?
Hi, this is Frank from the Homeowners Association.
Frank from the Homeowners Association?
Yes.
Frank who?
No, Frank D'Amato.
Oh, yes.
Hi.
Of course. I just didn't put it all together. I didn't recognize your voice.
Oh, yeah. I have a cold and stuff, you know. It's this cold weather.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we noticed that you're not driving an Audi.
No. I have never drove an Audi. I've always had a Volkswagen.
I know. You're not allowed to have a Volkswagen. That's one of the banned cars on our... on the list of rules. You have to have an Audi, ma'am.
Do you know, Frank, though, before we bought this, we tried to get an Audi.
Mm-hmm.
There was nobody selling them in Myrtle Beach, and we drove all the way down to Charleston, and at that time they didn't have an Audi dealer either.
That was a really boring story.
I don't know whether they have them now or not, but anyway, I like my Volkswagen.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're just making up excuses, but no, it's required. You have to have an Audi. Like everyone in this neighborhood.
Well, I see quite a few Beamers around town.
I know, and we're cracking down on that, too.
and Lexus, or you might as well have a Beetle.
Yeah, we have an agreement with Audi, and everyone has to have an Audi from now on, starting next month. You have until August.
Oh, I want to see that writing in an email, please.
Okay, well, it's in the rules already for the Homeowners Association. We just haven't enforced it very well. But
I want to know the page of the paragraph.
August 1st. That's when this goes into effect, so you need to have an Audi by then.
Okay.
Okay, all right. Well,
what's on your mind, really?
No, that's pretty much it. That's all I needed to let you know. It's our new policy. Our new policy is called, if you don't drive an Audi, then get Audi. I came up with that myself.
Pardon me?
I came up with that myself.
It sounds like it. All right, as soon as I hang up, I'm going to call the real Frank D'Amato.
Oh, no.
And see what he has to say about all this.
Okay, well, I'm the real Frank D'Amato, so you're just going to reach me again. So I'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye. So I'm looking... I don't know. I'm looking through the information here at the beginning, trying to find his name. Oh, I guess I can just hit Alt-F. Durr. Frank. Well, there's a listing for him in the directory, but that's all I see. Maybe I should spoof his number. So there's a page in this directory. It's called Preserve the Charm, and it's basically a list of rules. But be sure your rule number one, be sure your house number is clearly displayed on your mailbox post on both sides in case of an emergency. Number two, guests must be accompanied by a resident when using the common areas or swimming pool. Acquaint yourself with proper cleanup of the pool clubhouse after functions. Motor vehicles shall be parked overnight only on the paved driveways of the community. Only hobos park on streets, is what it says. Lawn areas must be mowed and maintained according to the standards of the community. What else? The speed limit's 25 miles an hour. Trash receptacles must be stored indoors or screened in order not to be seen from the street. Gas tanks and irrigation pumps should be screened as approved by us. Lawn and garden equipment must be stored off-site or in the garage. Anyway, let's move on to the next one. I like that lady. She was awesome.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Barksdale?
Yes?
Hey, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association. And I just needed to let you know that we've banned smoking in the neighborhood, both inside and outside your house.
Okay.
So we need you to stop smoking inside the house.
We don't smoke. Oh. Neither one of us smoke.
Oh, no, I know that Larry smokes because we have enforcers that go around and make sure everyone's following the rules, and they were looking in your windows the other night, and they saw him smoking inside the house.
Larry does not smoke. You have the wrong house.
Oh, no, it was definitely the right house on his lane, and they were peeking in the curtains, and they saw Larry smoking.
You can talk to him. He's right here.
They have pictures.
The homeowners will say that you smoke.
Hello?
Hi, Larry?
Yes.
Hi, I just needed to let you know that smoking is no longer allowed inside your houses either. It's always been banned outdoors, but we're also banning it indoors now.
What are you talking about?
We need you to stop smoking inside your house. It's lowering the resale value. It makes the neighborhood look...
Who is this?
This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Dave who?
Yeah, from the Homeowners Association.
Dave, what's your last name, Dave?
Who? H-O-O?
You pulling my leg.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Whoever you are, I'm getting a good laugh from you.
Oh, well,
I haven't smoked since 1975.
Oh, okay. And then also a couple nights ago when our enforcers saw you smoking inside your house.
Somebody's so full of shit, about as much full of shit as you are. And I don't know who you are, but you're wasting my time.
It sounds like you're full of shit. I mean, maybe you just don't want your wife to know about it? Is that it? Is that why you won't admit it?
You know what?
What?
You can go to you know where. I'm tired of talking to you.
Where? Tell me where.
All right, that was Asthma's idea. I want to try that one again.
Hello?
Hi, John?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know that we're banning smoking indoors now also, as well as outdoors. That's weird. It hung up. It didn't sound like he hung up, though. I think the Homeowners Association is listening in. And they hung up the phone for him. I think the Homeowners Association is going to notice fairly quickly that all of the numbers I'm calling are in alphabetical order.
Hello?
Hi, Ed?
Yeah?
Hi, I'm calling from the Homeowners Association. This is Dave.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to let you know that we've banned smoking inside of houses, and we need you to stop smoking inside of your house.
What?
You heard me.
I'm smoking in front of the house?
No, inside of the house.
I'm not smoking in front of the inside the house.
Oh, we know.
Who are you?
We know you are. We have people that they check up on these things, and just to make sure everyone's in compliance with the rules of the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
We just
okay. Goodbye.
We need you to stop that.
Okay.
You're going to get a fine.
Okay. Goodbye.
You don't want a fine, do you? All right, Asthma, your idea sucks. I'm quitting on that one.
Hello?
Hello, Pat? I mean, Tom, sorry.
Yeah.
Hey,
Tom.
This is William from True Green.
Yeah.
And I needed to let you know that we accidentally sprayed your lawn the other day.
You did what?
We sprayed your lawn by accident. We got the address mixed up with someone else's address.
You're kidding me. You, the whole lawn?
Yeah, the entire lawn.
What did you spray it with?
Well, it was supposed to be just a treatment, fertilizer, and, you know, just keeps the lawn nice. But I have this coworker, Chad. He's kind of a jokester. And he filled up the truck with oil and acid and grass killer. So it's industrial strength grass killer.
What are you telling me? You killing my grass?
Well, not on purpose. It was an accident. Because the neighbors put the wrong address on their form, so we got your address instead.
So my lawn's going to die?
Yeah, and also it's very flammable. So if you're smoking a cigarette, don't flick your cigarette out in the lawn, because that'll light up the entire lawn all at once.
Are you kidding me?
No, not at all. Why would I kid about this?
I don't believe this.
Well, I wouldn't lie about it.
Are you going to send me something and take responsibility?
No, because that would be a lot of money. Because really, to get your lawn to grow again, you have to dig all the dirt out of it. Like about 50 feet. And put new dirt in. Because it's basically.
So what are you telling me you're going to do?
Well, we're going to. Well, thank God we didn't do this to the correct house. Because then we'd be in trouble. But no, this is the neighbor's fault. It's not our fault.
What neighbor?
Frank.
Who?
Frank D'Amato.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted the treatment on his lawn. And I'm afraid of him. I think he's from New Jersey or something. If we would have done this to his lawn, he probably would have. Oh, I don't know what he would have done.
Well, what do you think I'm going to do?
Well, you're not going to hurt me. You sound kind of wimpy.
What is your name?
My name is Dave from True Green. But what we're going to do is we're going to, you know, the 4th of July is coming up. We're going to give you some free fireworks. Just don't use them around your lawn, because you don't want to do that.
What's your telephone number?
It's on your caller ID.
I don't believe it. They were just putting in an underground system today.
What, for the sprinklers?
Yeah.
Oh, that might be a good idea to turn those on.
They were on, and it's pouring down rain.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear.
And you put oil and what?
Oil, acid, and grass killer. And it wasn't. It's not something we usually keep in our trucks. But I've got this coworker, Chad, and he just thought it would be funny to fill up one of the trucks with a bunch of toxic chemicals.
Well, suppose the lawn dies. Are you going to be responsible for it?
No, I think Frank would, because Frank's the one that put the wrong address down. He lives kind of up the street from you.
No, he lives quite a distance from me.
Yeah, way up the street.
Yeah.
Yup. Sorry about that.
I don't believe it. Huh?
Sorry about that. It's Chad. He's always playing pranks around our work all the time. It's really annoying.
And you're with True Green?
Yeah.
Are you playing a prank on me?
Yeah, I am. April Fools.
Why are you doing that?
I'm sorry. This is actually Frank. I don't know. I'm bored. I've been drinking. I was looking through the phone directory.
You're Frank who?
No. Frank D'Amato.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was just looking through the phone directory, and it seemed like a funny idea at the time, but you sounded sad, so I don't want to... I just kind of wanted to end it.
I don't get what you... What's your wife's name?
My wife's name? Why would you need to know that?
Tell me your real name.
Frank D'Amato. Patricia's my wife.
You're Frank D'Amato?
Yeah.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Who?
Who the hell did you call?
Why, I called you, Tom.
What's my last name?
Bowen? What? You don't know your last name? Are you experiencing dementia?
What are you doing? Frank, are you drunk?
I am. I really am a little drunk. I shouldn't have drank this much. But I was just looking through the phone directory. I'm like, you know what would be really funny? And my wife, she's like, no, don't do it. Not again. Not after last time.
Is she there?
Yeah, but she's like mad at me, and she's locked herself in her bedroom.
Oh, this is a scam. Not a scam. You're just kidding me.
Yeah, I was just kidding. Yeah, just joking around. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
Frank, it's like you're an asshole for doing something like that. I never expected you to do something like that.
It's not me. It's the alcohol. I really don't drink that often, but when I do, look out. Look out, world.
Well, I am shocked.
But the good news is...
I don't know your voice, and I can't swear that I'm talking to Frank D'Amato, but if I'm talking to Frank D'Amato, I can't believe that you did something like that.
Yeah, but I didn't really do it. I didn't really put grass killer and oil on your lawn. That part was just the joke.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, right. Yeah, this is just a joke. I just was looking through the directory, and I thought it'd be funny. Did you think I'd still done it the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that was just a joke. I don't really work for True Green.
And your name's not Dave.
Oh, no, this isn't Dave, and I don't have a coworker named Chad. It was all just a joke. I heard some guys on the radio do it once, and it was really funny when they did it.
Well, Frank, it certainly was, isn't funny.
Yeah, but the good news is that it was all a joke. I mean, now you have a perfectly fine lawn that you can flick your cigarettes onto with no problems.
Where do I see your wife?
Why? What are you going to say to her?
I don't know what I'm going to say to her, but where do I see her? We walk in the morning, and you usually walk with her.
Oh, she.
Maybe I will confront the two of you together.
Well, she already knows that I'm doing this. She told me not to. She thinks it's immature for someone my age.
Yeah, very immature.
But your lawn's fine. Don't you see what I'm saying? I gave you the gift of a nice lawn. Like, 5 minutes ago, you had a dead lawn, and now you don't. So now you can, you're not taking your lawn for granted ever again. Now you have a good lawn and you know it. Your lawn was kind of okay. Your lawn was kind of like Schrodinger's cat a few minutes ago. But
yeah.
Now we know it's fine. Everything's fine. There's no oil on it, no acid.
Okay.
Well, I guess maybe I'll see you when we're doing our walk thing.
Okie dokie.
All right. Well, have a nice night and enjoy your lawn that's perfectly fine and normal.
It better had be.
Yeah, I wouldn't really poison anyone's lawn unless they did something to me first.
Well, you really shouldn't do that. You're supposedly a good Catholic gentleman, aren't you?
Yeah, I am, but I'm from Jersey.
You're a good Knight of Columbus gentleman.
Yeah, but I'm from
even thinking like that.
I know,
you shouldn't be drinking.
But you understand, I'm from Jersey, and you know if someone gives us problems, we take care of it.
That's not the way to get along with people in the world.
Well, I didn't say I was doing
better,
that,
and you should know better than that.
Okay.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself for calling me.
I am. I mean, not now, because I'm really drunk and I think this is hilarious, but when I wake up, I mean, when I wake up in the morning, I'll feel bad.
Okay.
All right, well, have a nice night, Tom.
All right, goodbye.
Bye. Holy crap. Dr. L says I can only make one more call and then I need to quit. I think he's right. According to my counter on my recording software, it's been 58 minutes and 46 seconds. But some of that was music. I was really feeling bad. He sounded like he was going to cry about his lawn. Then I told him it was a joke, and he thought I still did it. He thought that was the joke, that I killed his lawn. Man, Frank is a really well-known guy around there. I kind of want to call him, but no, that's probably not a good idea, or is it? I don't know, what's it matter? Who the hell's he think he is? That one guy said he's the mayor. I don't want to get whacked. You know about those Jersey people. Randall Thor says Frank should be the final boss for tonight's show.
Hello, you've reached Lewis and Linda. Leave a message and we'll...
All right,
Hello?
Hi, Jeanette?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be coming by tomorrow morning around 9. We're going to cut down the tree in your front yard.
Well, let's see, we don't have our permit yet. Would you like to talk to Ron?
Your permit for what?
To cut the tree down.
Oh, you're planning to cut it down anyway?
No, we're waiting for our permit.
Okay, but were you going to cut it down? What are you cutting it down for?
I'll let you talk to Ron, okay?
Okay, all right.
He said he's Dave from the Homeowners.
Hello?
Hi, I just needed to let you know that we got the permit to cut down the tree in your front yard, and we're going to be doing that tomorrow morning, about 9 in the morning.
Who are you from?
I'm from the Homeowners Association.
Well, what do you mean you're from the Homeowners Association? Where do you live?
I don't have to tell you my address. What the hell?
Well, you don't cut my tree down unless I have a permit.
No, we're going to cut it down. It's blocking Frank D'Amato's view of the sunset. Frank says...
What?
Frank says the tree's coming down because it's blocking
what
his...
The homeowners, the board of... I understand that the ARB doesn't meet until the 15th of July.
Right.
Well, they haven't met yet.
Well, that doesn't matter. We're going to cut your tree down because it's blocking Frank's view.
It blocks whose view?
Frank D'Amato. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, well, he doesn't live by me.
No, he has a telescope, and he's it's his view of some, I don't know, Venus or some shit. He's into astronomy.
What?
Frank D'Amato's into astronomy.
He has nothing to do with my tree being cut down.
I know, but he likes to look through his telescope, and your tree is blocking his view of Venus's two moons.
My tree doesn't even go above my house. What are you talking about? It doesn't block his telescope. He lives a half a mile from here.
I know, but that's the view. That's just the angle that he has to go at.
It,
like, just
you?
Over the horizon, and that's where Venus's two moons is, are.
Who are you?
My name is Dave. I'm from the Homeowners Association.
Dave, where? What do you mean you're on the Homeowners Association?
What do you mean,
where
what do I
live
mean?
In, where do you live in Tradition?
Well, I'm on Cobblestone Drive.
Well, let me tell you something. You got the wrong person and the wrong address, because I live on and Club.
I know. You live at 70, and we're going to cut down your tree first thing in the morning.
Okay, you won't cut my tree down.
Oh, yes, we will. We got the permits.
Who are you? What is your name and your telephone number?
Well, my number would be on your caller ID. This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
I don't have caller ID.
Oh, yeah, you do. It's 2015. Come on. Don't lie.
I do not have. What is your last name?
What, you can't afford caller ID?
What is your last name?
Who? H-O-O?
This is a crazy.
You know,
I'm gonna call the police right
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
No, don't do that.
Yes, I am, because you're
some
harassing.
Kind of imposter.
First of all, let me tell you something. At 9:30 or so at night, you don't homeowners, and to say you're from the homeowners, you're not from the Homeowners Association.
I am too.
You're not from the. You're harassing me. So I'm going to call the sheriff's department.
Your tree
and
is
report you.
You
right
know what?
Now,
your
okay?
tree, your tree is harassing Frank D'Amato.
No, sir. It's not harassing anybody. So I'm going to make a phone call on my cell phone. Jeanette, get the cell phone and call 911.
Oh, okay. Look, 911 is for emergency only. You need to call just
and
the regular
is what
non-emergency.
Because I'm being harassed.
It's not an emergency. If you think
don't
this
even
isn't
know what you're talking about.
No, I know what I'm talking about.
I don't
about.
Even live anywhere near Frank.
I never said you
and
did.
He's not an astronomer. So get off of that crap.
He is too an astronomer. You don't know anything
he
about Frank.
He is not an astronomer.
Have you ever even been to Frank's house?
Listen, where do you live?
He has those little plastic glow in the dark stars all over his ceiling cuz he loves astronomy. Sir. All right, bye. Okay, so I'm pretty much done, but I need to call the final boss, which is Frank. So, let's see. Let me pick somebody I can be, whose name I can pronounce. Frank's probably not going to pick up, though, because he's going to be on the other line, dealing with everything else that's happening. Alright, so I'm going to be this guy. My name is going to be Thomas. All right, here it goes. The big man himself, Frank D'Amato.
Hello?
Hi, is Frank around? Is this Frank?
Yes.
Hey, this is Thomas. I live over on Alexander Glenny Drive.
Tell me you just got a call from me, right?
Well, not from you. It was from the Homeowners Association. They said that you wanted me to cut my tree down because it was blocking the view of your telescope.
Listen. Hold it a second. Somebody is calling residents all around the Tradition. And
mm-hmm.
telling them that they are me.
What? Because, no, they sounded for real. I mean, they sounded...
No. I got the police involved. We're trying to figure out who's doing this.
Oh, no. Yeah,
I
thought it was weird because I don't even live around you, and they said that I was blocking your view of from your telescope.
Oh, no. Just forget whatever somebody told you. They're making crank phone calls all around...
Oh.
And they're giving all kinds of crazy information, but it's not me, okay?
Okay. Well,
and it's not the Tradition Homeowners Association.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, they didn't say they were you.
I'm waiting. Can you give me your name again?
Sure. This is Thomas. Yeah.
And where do you live?
I'm over on Alexander Glenny Drive.
Okay. Alexander Glenny.
Yeah, I didn't even think you were into astronomy.
I'm not.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, it didn't make a whole lot of sense.
None of these calls are making sense. One call was to an elderly resident,
mm-hmm.
and he told her that she had to buy a different car because you can only have one kind of car in the Tradition.
Oh, was it an Audi? Because they made fun of my Volkswagen.
Yeah, it was an Audi.
Okay. Yeah, they made fun of my Volkswagen. They said a real man drives an Audi.
All right. Do you know what phone number that? Do you have caller ID on your phone?
Yeah, I have it. It has your number on it.
No, I can't have my number.
Well, yeah, because I just hit redial. I mean, I scrolled to the number that called me from and just dialed it back.
How can somebody call from my number?
Are you sure it wasn't you? I mean, if you're just messing with me, if you're just making prank calls, it's all right. It's kind of funny,
Thomas,
really.
Thomas.
Yeah.
I'm president of the Homeowners Association for 13 years.
Yeah.
If I was doing this kind of crap, I'd be long out of here.
Okay, I just thought maybe you got drunk or something. I didn't know.
No, I'm sitting here waiting for the police to call me back.
Oh.
You're the third call I've gotten in the last half hour.
You didn't call 911, did you?
No, I called the dispatcher and...
Okay, all right. Yeah, like my mother, she'll dial 911 over any little thing. So,
no,
so inconsiderate. Okay, well, yeah.
What's your phone number?
It's 3605.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just happy my tree's not going to get cut down in the morning.
No, your tree's not getting cut down, and it's not me. That call did not come from me. I wasn't even home. I just walked in.
Oh.
I was at a Knights of Columbus meeting at the church.
Oh, okay.
And I'm looking you up here right now in our phone directory.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It says your number here, though, is 3681.
That's what I gave you.
Oh, I thought you gave me 3605.
Oh, yeah, I was looking in the directory. I gave you the people above. I gave you the wrong number. Oops. I'm horrible at fooling you. You can't fool someone from New Jersey, right?
No, you can't.
Okay.
All right. I got the police working on this.
Okay, thank God. Thank God. Thank the baby Jesus. Bye. Well, that's cool that he didn't call 911. Can't believe people think that's acceptable. Or is it? Is that just what people do now? I sure don't. I don't do that. I bother the police over every little thing that happens in my neighborhood, but I always call the local number. Dust Bernadette wants to know what I'm doing for July 4th. Probably nothing. What do I care about July 4th? Oh, that reminds me, fireworks are tonight. The Albany fireworks. I think I'm going to go watch the fireworks. I'm going to go hang out in the 100-degree heat. Watch the fireworks tonight. Best idea ever. Anyway, I'm quitting my show. Tonight, Sloth is scheduled to be on, but I haven't seen him on all day today, so I don't know what's going on with him. I asked him on Skype if he was going on, and he didn't reply because he's a huge jerk. Neon's talking about going on before Sloth or in place of Sloth. I don't know for sure, but definitely keep listening to Prank Call Nation tonight because I'm sure something will happen. I'd like to keep going, but Dust Bernadette says I can only do an hour, and it's been an hour and 18 minutes, so I'm being insubordinate right now, so I'm going to stop. Thanks for listening, though. Bye, everyone.
Yo, I cracked the whip. You played the game. Every encounter, that subtraction, every comes in my name. So that you came to become obsessed with my location. Clues to my identity, denied to the impatient. Step up, I sense you're on the precipice of something. Me, I'm on the brink of delivering your lumpings. Make you load your sleeve up for the 55th time. Make you scroll through unskippable dialogue lines. And you still ain't any closer to discovering why. Got technology for lackeys that can hover and fly. Got them other two guys in their sights and apt to rack them. Get the beat down to you quicker than your finger in Tekken.
I crack the whip. You play the game.
You're not gonna get the final boss tamed.
I cracked the whip. You play the game.
You're not gonna get the final boss tamed.
I cracked the whip. You play the game.
You're not gonna get the final boss tamed.
I cracked the whip. You play the game.
You're never gonna get the final boss tamed. Elevated, I don't give a drip if you celebrate it. Every time you level up, it's cause I delegated your demise to the wrong size of minions. Got a bigger batch coming, statisticians got a dim opinion of your chance to survive. Make your time, I got 100 billion of them, and they're standing in line to make you shine light out of your special move hole. Cause you got hit so hard by the energy ball, and it's a moat you can't cross, a key you can't get. Ain't done the right NPC subquest yet. Gotta collect bullshit that I've done littered in the realm. Aim the whole game at you to fatigue and overwhelm.
Be all end all class of society.
very exclusive, but not higher than me. All the sobriety of the day and age might prove indecent, cause me to find and strangle the baby of Jackie Gleason. But then I'm evil and puissant, unpleasant and bent on my ends. At the final reckoning, too late to make amends. It's too late to make friends, I'm infuriated already. Primus cut a minion double corrugated. Instead this stands between feet and thighs. So go whistle, go huddle a hobo corpse, nestle his bristle. This power's as your obstacle, my will never bend. Doesn't matter how you struggle, never get you.